Is that new to the intro? Did we just add that?
Yeah, we just added that.
Today?
I had it in the tub.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. I had it in the tub. I'm like, I got to wait till we get back.
Yeah. I stand by that take, by the way.
Yeah.
I stand by that take.
I'm sure you do.
The added point that I will, though, as you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, I will add, though, you got to make that move quick. Right? Like, you can't, because I was watching a Josh Johnson clip, a very good comedian, who I've been likened to, interestingly enough, at times. And he has, like, a whole thing about going to a party where he ain't know nobody, and the person he was supposed to be coming with wasn't there yet, ended up in the bathroom, found a situation that was not his, but was beyond, but he had already used the restroom,
you're done.
And then somebody knocked on the door.
You're done.
So it's like, hey, man. Yeah. He had to get out of here. He's like, I got a funny situation. Obviously, yeah. You can go see that. Listen to what he actually went through. But I'm like, you got to make that quick. Like, all right, hey, man, this got clogged up. Hey, just let you know, you can't sit on this for like 5, 10,
you can't wait
till
somebody else discover it.
Yeah,
no.
that's
hey, who clogged the toilet?
That's shameful. That's just, you know.
Me. Yeah, that's me, my bad.
This is you. You fouled in a basketball game. Put your hand up. Just put your hand up. That's fine. That's you. All right, let's keep going here on a Tuesday. It was a little sentimental in the room a second ago. Not gonna
lie. It was.
Because
he said, I missed you. And I said, well, I missed you.
Oh, man. Yeah. When's the last time that happened? Still on the show.
I don't know.
By the way, it was 2 weeks.
Yep.
Because I was off on vacation and then he was off.
It's
on
been
vacation.
2 weeks since we had us three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question is, did they miss us?
Let's know.
Switching the music.
713-572-4610. All right. The Astros we're still in All-Star break. Obviously, All-Star game tonight. And I was thinking about this earlier this morning. I was like, how excited am I for this particular All-Star game? From a particular, like a special Astros perspective, there's things about it that I'm excited for. But I go, damn, three of your four representatives ain't playing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Jeremy Pena, obviously dealing with the injury. Isak Paredes doing with the with the family matter that he has to attend to. And then Hunter Brown, he's not throwing. All right, there's air quotes that just went up from one John Lopez. Appreciate you. Josh Hader might throw, I imagine. I feel like he probably gets an opportunity in the nod with how well he's played. However, we'll see.
He should.
How it plays out.
He should.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. So I'm already mentally headed towards the second half or the proverbial second half of the season where you're starting with a home run derby champion, Kyle Raleigh and the
Mariners.
I like
that, though.
You do?
Oh, heck yeah. Astros going to win 3 out of 4.
With the opportunity, this slowing down the CN Mariners a little bit?
The home run derby hangover.
We'll talk more about that in the next segment as Jazz Chisholm had the complete opposite of the Cal Raleigh experience. But what is your confidence level in the second half of the season, and what do they have to do to guarantee they'll be in a position to make a run in the second half?
Yeah, how do you feel right now? They just tore through three of the best teams in the National League. And then
finished 1-5.
And then 1-5. I started thinking about this. I don't think the Tigers are going anywhere.
You know what? Let's table what they have to do. Let's talk about that tomorrow, because I just do want to talk about how they run into the break.
Yeah.
My question very much was, is this it? Mm-hmm. Right? Because we've been waiting for the other shoot a foot.
Yeah, that too. How much did you miss us?
Apparently not enough. Other shoot a drop.
Yeah.
Right, hey, the zombie Astros, you lop off a leg, you lop off a hand, you lop off an ear, and here they are still coming to get you, right? Is this where it is just a nub? Like, is this where we're just talking about torso and no other propelling situation? Like, that was the thing, that was the feeling that I had, especially during that Rangers series, because especially you had the Lance McCullers outing where, oh, okay, are we down to two starting pitchers? Because it was the Lance McCullers thing, and maybe I was just deluding myself. It's quite possible I've done that a decent amount. That Lance McCullers would be the guy that, here's your third starter. And if you got a majority of guys in that starting rotation that you feel like you can depend on, that can bridge the gap as you get other guys in there and, you know, try and tread water, especially as a team where you've been pitching forward. If the Lance McCullers thing is not going to be that, then you're just leaning on Hunter Brown, you're leaning on Framber Valdez, and they seem to lose a little bit of gas towards the end of this. And I was like, oh, okay, is this going to be that issue, especially as you deal with all of the injuries to guys in the lineup. I'm looking at, you know, Kennedy Corona, with due respect to him. I'm looking at Bryce Matthews with eyes as big as saucers stepping up to the plate. And I'm just like, oh, okay, we're getting to a point where we're really scraping the barrel, with all due respect to those guys. Not necessarily that they are bad, but they're in situations where they're asked to carry a lot.
Yeah, the way I would put it is, we always wondered, boy, you know, I guess the Astros are just the plug-and-play team. You call somebody up, whether it's a pitcher or a position player, and boom, they produce. It's amazing, you know, the zombies, as you put it, et cetera. But I think the last week of the season showed us, okay, there is a line. There is a line where you just can't call anybody up and expect them to produce at that high level. They did it for years. They did it big time this season, whether it was Caleb Ort. I mean, just not necessarily just calling people up, but guys that you didn't expect, you know, to perform performing at a high level. There was no line, it seemed. This last week we saw, okay, there's a line. You can't contend, at least in the postseason, if you just consistently put this type of team out there. So number one, obviously, is you got to get healthy. Number two,
yes, get healthy.
Number two, you got to figure out something with your number three starter, and is it Lance McCullers Jr.? I was in the camp of, boy, if they get him, then it's all over with. If they get the old Lance McCullers. Well, it's not the old Lance McCullers. We talked about it yesterday. You know, outside of Fromber and Hunter Brown, the rest of the Astros starting pitchers are 29 and 29. That's not going to get it done. So you have to figure something out there.
How much of that 29 and 29 do you give a little grace in understanding that there's just not a ton of run support?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my thing about
together.
Sure, but this is my thing about wins and losses in baseball. And of course, I'm going to be new age guy that everybody hates. Fine, I'll be that. But you know, it doesn't tell enough of the story for us to, you know, to lean too heavily on it. I think there is value within it. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But 29 and 29, where you have a team. I mean, and the best pitchers in the world are going to also hopefully get some good offense, and they're going to maybe be picked up by their teammates.
Unless
it's still
Paul
a team
Skeens.
Sport. Yeah, unless you're Paul Skeens out, which hazard pay. Like, can he get some hazard pay?
Yeah.
That's always what I think of when you have pitchers in that situation. But, yeah, you're always going to have, and hopefully you're going to have guys that pick you up. This Astros team has been doing a lot of, you know, hey, we'll give you this much and not much more.
Yeah, and maybe a late inning comeback or something.
Right, and
yeah.
So how much of that do you also give to the idea of those guys, the margin for error is so incredibly thin that it really does take Herculean effort in order to, it really has been a Cy Young candidate and a, you know, a bona fide all-star in Hunter Brown, and then Framber Valdez, who, you know, probably if you do not have the, you know, baseball having, needing a representative from every team, has an opportunity to possibly be an all-star in his own right.
Yeah.
That is the level of effort that it has taken to be that good on the other ones outside of your 29 and 20.
No, there's something to that, but this Astros team has always been about the pitching. I know they've had much better clutch hitting and much better hitting in general in the past, but it really has always come down to the pitching, so that's what it's going to have to come down to. Again, I think another aspect is what's the rest of the American League look like right now compared to you? You know, the Tigers, as I mentioned, you know, at the start, I think they're studs. I think they're going to be there the whole time. Yankees are starting to feel, outside of the two guys that have Tommy John surgery, but they're starting to feel better.
what a great caveat! If you don't look over here at the dudes with the arms falling off.
Outside of that, they're starting to feel pretty good about getting guys back. You know, the Yankees. I don't know what to think of the Mariners. You know, we'll find out here real soon.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. That's a great question because. Mm-hmm. It's not, I would love to just go same old Mariners, but it's not same old Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 451 runs this year is not the best, but it's also not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll find out some of that. Can I ask you this? Because the pitching is where we kind of sat on. I kind of want to talk about this a little bit further because, again, you need to find out who your third pitcher is. I 100% agree with you. Power ranking on who that is.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about that? Because there's guys that we need to come back from injury. I will give you the options. Obviously, Lance McCullers Jr. remains an option, although I don't believe in the way that you talked about him that you feel like he is going to be one or two on those options.
I just don't know.
Eric Geddy coming back from the broken hand. Of course, that is not, you know, that was a freak injury, but, you know, freak injuries can be problematic around these parts as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got Luis Garcia, who is ramping up, but, you know, a couple years removed from Tommy John. You got Christian Javier. You got maybe, you know, J.P. France. I don't know how you feel about him as a possibility. All those guys are still, you know, in theory, guys that could come back during the season and provide you that third pitcher at, you know, varying different timelines. Which of those guys do you kind of rank first, maybe second, possibly third in the guys that could possibly come in and give you, be that third pitcher? Man. With the added caveat that maybe you go and add one. Maybe that's a question that you've added.
I would lean heavily toward adding a starting pitcher.
Wow.
Luis
with all these guys that are capable.
I get it, man, but it's the Astros. And Luis Garcia, I think just yesterday, Dana Brown was talking about how he got, you know, he threw for however many simulated game or whatever the heck it was. Here it is right here. Struck out three over two scoreless innings in his second rehab start yesterday in the Florida Coast League.
What's that? What's that figure? On track? Is that on track?
Yeah. Look like on schedule.
I can't believe that. But if I had to pick one outside of a trade, it would probably be Luis Garcia, just based on that he's actually pitching.
So you go trade and Luis Garcia, yeah. One or two, yeah. However you choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wait for a couple days. And,
then it's a setback, right?
You're going to see something like, oh, yeah, he had a little soreness in his forearm. Mm-hmm.
I'm such a sucker. I'm ready to be hurt again. I'm like, all right, yeah. Luis Garcia, baby, come on,
every
dog.
Every time.
Let's go.
Every time.
Yeah. I've learned nothing. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, there's good questions here on the text line. I'll return to some of those. Like, I see you 979 getting in there as well. But coming up next, it's time to get to our question of the day. And it's a good one based off of the home run derby that happened last night. What's something that you probably should have practiced before trying? Because Jazz Chisholm looked like he was out there trying to hit liners as opposed to home runs. 713-572-4610. That is the number to text, and we will talk about that next.